Now, let me start off by saying what leadership is not. Go to 1 Peter chapter number 5. Because automatically, when people think of leadership, what do they think of? Well, the guy who's in charge, right? Or they think the guy who has the title, the guy who has the plaque in front of his desk, you know? But you know what? That's not leadership. Leadership is not a title. I've worked with people who had a plaque on their desk saying that they're a pastor, assistant pastor, but they're nothing. They weren't leaders. They were very weak in their leadership, very weak in their influence, and they didn't make a difference in anybody's life. And in fact, they demanded people to respect them when people didn't respect them. That's not leadership. That's not what leadership is. It's not titles and it's not lording over the flock. No, unfortunately, there are pastors who are like that, right? They will exercise their leadership, their title over people. You need to listen to me and do as I tell you to do. Ask me for permission for everything when you eat, when you use the restroom, whoever you hang out with. You know, I'm exaggerating, but to a certain extent, I'm not. Because there are people like that. And shame on people like that. They're not leaders. Amen. And that's not the kind of leadership that God wants. Okay, for his people. Look at 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse number 1. The elders, this is referring to the pastors, but this is something we can all apply to ourselves, which are among you, I exhort, who am also an elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed, feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind, neither as being lords over God's heritage, but being examples to the flock. You know what? Today what we see is pastors completely negating what it says here in 1 Peter chapter number 5. Every single part, feed the flock of God which is among you. They're not feeding God's flock. They're preaching watered-down sermons with very minimal doctrine, just encouraging, just motivational speeches. They're not feeding the flock of God. And it says there, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre. You know what that means? Not for money's sake.
Right.
You're not a pastor. You're not in this business to make money.
Right.
You know, we must be about our Father's business. This is true business, but we're not in this to make money. But you know what we have today? We have a lot of pastors who are in the pulpit, and the only reason they're there is to make money.
Right.
They want to make money. They want to make merchandise off of the flock of God. Okay, and they don't want to do some other job. It would irk them to get a secular job and pastor at the same time. Why? Because they just want to sit their fat, lazy bottoms all week long, not do anything, and just get paid to give motivational speeches each and every week. You know, we ought not to be greedy of filthy lucre. We got to be content with the things that we have, be happy in whatsoever state we're in, and not be motivated in the ministry by money.